Thanks again for joining us here on another Saturday morning edition of the Coach's Corner. Well, for this segment, we're going to recap the Western Boone Lady Stars volleyball season. They had an outstanding year, making it all the way to the state final in Class 2A volleyball. And so we're going to recap that for you with two members of this year's team. We're joined by Maddie Hawkins and Marley Ransom. They're both seniors on this year's Lady Stars volleyball program, and we're happy to have them both with us because they got some honors that we're going to talk about here in just a moment as well. So, ladies, welcome, and Maddie, welcome to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And Marley, welcome as well. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, so let's begin. I always like to start off with why the sport you play. And so, Marley, why volleyball for you? What got you interested in this sport?
Oh, wow, that was so long ago. I started playing in fourth grade. And I think just because we have such a great youth program and they really, they take the older girls who play in high school and then they're kind of your role models and they're your coaches in that little youth program. And so looking up to them, I always knew, you know, I wanted to be like them. I wanted to be on the varsity Weibo volleyball team, and they were so good and so cool. And so that's kind of what inspired me to start volleyball, and then from there, starting in club and everything, I just fell in love with the sport.
Maddie, what about for you? What's your history?
Kind of the same thing as her. I started in fourth grade really, really young and just fell in love with the sport. I just love the team aspect and, like, getting to know everyone and the competitiveness of the sport, for sure.
We've seen this Lady Stars volleyball team have a lot of success during the regular season, but once the state tournament got here, just didn't quite get over the hump, so to speak, and make those deep runs into the tournament. Coming into this season, let me start with you, Maddie. What were your thoughts about your teammates around you, and what were your expectations coming into this being your senior year?
Well, we started practicing really, really early this year. Basically, in April, we started morning practices, and we had always had that goal in our minds that, like, state was the only option. Like, we were going to make it to state, and we were going to have that deep run.
Was the practice in spring something completely new?
Yes.
Or had you done that in the past?
We had not done that in the past.
All right. And Marley, what about for you? What were your thoughts coming into this, your senior year in the volleyball program?
I was super excited because I knew that we had all the pieces, and especially with Janie Reagan, our freshman, coming in, they were two really key parts of our team, and all of the juniors, of course, and then with me and Maddie being seniors, I knew that we were going to have the pieces to really go far this season.
We'll talk a little bit more about this incoming freshman. What was it about her that may have been a piece that may have been missing?
Well, with one of our setters leaving last year in our volleyball program, I know our coach Laura has always loved to play on the team with two setters. So Janie, one of our freshmen coming in, filled that role in as one of our setters. And then Reagan Durbin was just a really fantastic offensive option for us and has been a really strong attacker for us.
Yeah. Marley, where do you play on the volleyball court? What's your position?
I'm the libero, so I handle all the backcourt defense.
All right, very good. And Maddie, what about for you? What's your responsibility?
I am an outside hitter, and I play back row too. So.
Okay. So when a match is going on, your responsibilities would be what?
Putting the ball away when I'm attacking and then getting the ball up on defense.
All right. And Marley, for you, a libero, tell me about that. What's that all about?
As libero, you're kind of the defensive captain of the team almost, so I spend all my time in the back row for 5.5 rotations. I'll serve, and then I'll do serve receive, and I'll play defense.
Have you always played that position?
I have not. I've been through many positions. When I was young, I was actually very tall, and so I started out as a middle hitter, believe it or not, and then I transitioned to be an outside hitter, and then I've been in the role of a DS libero for the past few years.
And Maddie, what about for you? Have you seen your position change over the years?
Yes. I started out really young as a setter and a hitter. And I don't know. I mean, I did a lot of different things. And then I also, my freshman and sophomore year, I was a passer and then had to transition to a hitter my junior and senior year.
Yeah. Were you agreeable to that change?
Oh, yeah. I was all for it. Laura just kind of gave me the option and decided to try it out, and I took the challenge.
Again, we're visiting here with Maddie Hawkins and Marley Ransom, two members of the Western Boone Lady Stars volleyball program that made it all the way to the state championship. So, Marley, you won 27 matches this year. Were you tired when the season was over?
Yes, I was very tired when the season was over. I tried to give myself a little bit of rest during season, but it's almost, in volleyball, there's almost no time because you just got game after game, and you know, we have our yoga and everything, but last week I was just wiped, and so I just took the week off last week, and it was good to kind of recover from that long season.
Yeah, what about for you, Maddie? Did you think back and think, 27 matches, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot of volleyball, honestly, and our season being extended by pretty much an entire month, really just like, I mean, I was tired, but also we had so much energy in the gym every single day because we had that one goal in mind.
Again, we're talking Western Boone Lady Stars volleyball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So let's kind of get your thoughts on the different steps along the way in the state tournament. And we'll look at the different finals so we don't have to go a long time through each one. But let's start with the sectional final. And you met up with the opponent, Park Tudor. You saw them during the regular season. So, Maddie, give me your thoughts on the 3-1 win and what the difference was there for the Lady Stars.
Yeah, so we played them earlier in the season, and we won in 5. So we were obviously like, this team is pretty good. Like, we need to take them seriously. And we watched a lot of film on them and practiced really, really hard in order to beat them. And I think we just came in with a lot of energy and shut them down quick.
Yeah. Marley, when you won the sectional, I know there's always excitement, but did the team have an idea that this was great, but there's more to come?
Of course, yes. And even during sectionals, we were still looking ahead. You know, who would we play in regionals?
Now, that could be dangerous, though, can it?
Yes, it can. And we tried as much as we could just to focus on what was ahead. But there was always that little voice in the back of our head that was like, you know, who's next? Who's next? And so we just had that driving force in all of us.
All right, let's move on to the regional final. And a familiar opponent in Covenant Christian, you're able to get them 3-1. What was different this time, Marley?
Well, with Covenant Christian, it was great because we had already played them, and we've beat them for several years in the past. So we really did have confidence going into this. But then there was also that tension of knowing that Western Boone had never won a regional championship before. And so it was really incredible to get that win. And that was the start of us making school history.
Yeah. What was your thought after getting that win in the regional, Maddie?
I mean, once we got past the regional, I knew it was definitely possible to make it to state. Like, Covenant Christian was a very good team, and I think we played them really well, and I was just super excited to play in the semi-state next.
All right, semi-state's next, and they tell you you have to go all the way to Jasper. You went down on Friday night, right, before the match on Saturday?
We did not.
Oh, you did not? Okay.
We went down Saturday morning.
You went down early Saturday. Mm-hmm. So what was that like? Because that is a very long ride down there.
Yeah, it was very different. We ended up practicing halfway through our trip at the
Eastern Green
High School. And it was just definitely different because we were playing so far away. But, I mean, once we got there and once we got going in the game, it was good from there.
Yeah. What was the difference in that match? You won 3-1. Marley?
It was great. That match was probably, you know, besides state, the most memorable one. And not just because it was semi-state, but just because the atmosphere in there was just different than anything we'd experienced so far. It was, the gym was just packed with people, and we weren't really expecting as many fans as we had because we had that long drive, but we had so many, and it just shows how supportive our community was, and it was just really incredible.
So what was it like when you knew you punched the ticket for the state final?
Well, I just remember that last point. I can envision it, and just we all dogpiled on the floor, and I was just crying at the bottom and saying, you know, we're going to state. And it was unreal. I couldn't even hardly believe it.
We're talking Lady Stars volleyball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So, Maddie, you know you punched your ticket. One more match to be played, and you knew the opponent was Andrean. What was the week of practice like leading up to it? Did Coach do anything a little bit different to lessen the weight of the challenge, or did she try to keep it as normal as possible?
Honestly, we kept to our same schedule that we've been doing, like, for the past 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, we did film, like, the first 2 days, and then focused on ourselves, and then focused on the other opponent, and did the whole same routine as practice to keep it the same.
All right. Marley, give me a scouting report on Andrean. What were things that you were concerned about going into that match?
Well, we knew that Andrean was a very outside-heavy team. They had very good outsides. They had a very good setter. So we knew that we were going to have to watch out, especially for their outside hitters, to bring the power. We knew that their serve receive was a little bit shaky, so we really tried to attack them there and so that we could secure the match.
So when you mention a team is strong outside hitting, does that put a little more pressure on you as libero?
It does, yes. It puts pressure on our blockers and our defenders because we both have to work together, because if the blockers aren't there, then the defense can't be there and vice versa. So we really did work on that, especially in practice, designing our practices around that outside power and defending that.
You look at how the final score, and they're able to get you 3-2, and you go to that final. Folks would probably say if you put the two teams out on the floor 5 more times, it may go down to be, you know, someone would win 3, someone would win 2. Do you feel like you were evenly matched with Andrean?
I do. I think that we were very, very evenly matched. We both have strong offense in kind of different ways, and we really are a good matchup. And I think that if we did play again, then, you know, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we would have, you know, just a couple points here and there, the match could have gone a totally different way.
As you think about it, Maddie, what may have been the difference?
I mean, the entire game was back and forth completely. I mean, I think the biggest point differential was like 6 points. Mm-hmm. So I think the main difference, I think if we played them again, we would definitely give them a run for their money.
Well, Lady Stars not able to get the win, but there were some nice awards after the volleyball match, and Marley Ransom was presented with the Mental Attitude Award. Marley, talk to me about that fine honor that you received.
I'm really grateful to be chosen as that Mental Attitude Award winner, and you know it is an honor to, because there's only one person from each class in that gets that in the state. So I don't take that lightly, and I was really, like, humbled to get that. And I just hope that it's something that other younger players can, you know, look up to, that having a good mental attitude, it really does, it's really rewarding, and it does help the team get success and go far.
Mm-hmm. And then for you, Maddie Hawkins, you were chosen as an All-Star. Congratulations to you. And tell me about
Thank
that
you.
Honor.
It's incredible. I mean, the tryout went really well, and I'm super excited to play in the North versus South game next Sunday.
And as I understand, you're a member of the 2A All-Star, and the 2A and 1A All-Stars will play a team to the North. Is that how it works out?
Yes.
All right, very good. Again, we've been talking here with Maddie Hawkins and Marley Ransom. Maddie, if you would, tell me about Marley as a teammate.
Oh, my gosh. She's my best friend on and off the court, honestly. She is just the best teammate that you could ever think of. She's so supportive and obviously really, really good. And I couldn't ask for a better teammate.
And Marley, what about Maddie?
Well, I think that you always have that person in volleyball that's your person and that you can look to on the court, and they know when you look at them what you're thinking in your mind. And Maddie's just been that person for me. We played on the same team for, gosh, I don't even know how many years.
Since fourth grade.
And she has been my best friend, and we've made so many good memories, especially volleyball memories, that I know we will take in and with us and reminisce on in the future.
What are your thoughts after high school, Marley? What are your plans?
My plan is to go to Purdue and study speech-language pathology and minor in Spanish.
All right. And Maddie, what about for you? What are your thoughts after high school?
I plan on continuing my volleyball career at an undecided university and also studying nursing.
All right. Once again, we've been talking here with Western Boone Lady Stars volleyball players, Maddie Hawkins and Marley Ransom, and we appreciate their time and congratulate them both on a job well done, and to the whole team and to their coach, Bragg, as well. We wish them nothing but the best in their future endeavors and to the team as well, and hope they can get back to another opportunity to play in the state finals. Well, we'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.